to the show. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. You know, here we believe you don't need to know everything if you have an investor coach teaching you the few right things. So welcome. Welcome if you're a first-time listener. Welcome to our show. We break this down into a few segments, market updates, coaching, and an occasional rant. I hope that you enjoy the feedback or the information that we put out to you. I know that we get a lot of very constructive and positive feedback. Ain't it great? Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the first month of 2012 is coming to a close. And in fact, it is closed right now. And I'm going to do a market update based on the close of business yesterday, which for me was the 31st as I am recording this. And so we have 1 month in the bag, and it's been a beautiful month. In fact, it was the largest gain in the Dow, I believe, in history. 1 month, January, 1 month Dow growth in history. So anyway, right now, you know what? We all love volatility, don't we? When it's up. We just don't love it when it's down. So market update. What's the idea? What's the concept? What's the skinny on this deal? Well, here at Financial Abundance, which I happen to be the president of, which is a registered investment advisory firm located in Happy Valley, beautiful State College, Pennsylvania, we believe in an academic approach and a scientific approach to investing. In other words, all the information is there. It's taught right in the universities. There's no reason to go out and change the way finance is taught on as it relates to investing and modern portfolio theory and the efficient market hypothesis and the three-factor model and all the science of the last 50 years from Nobel laureates like Harry Markowitz all the way to professors like Eugene Fama and Kenneth French, and on and on and on. There's academics all over the place, Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Wharton School of Business. I can go on and on name dropping, but that's not my intent is to add a bit of a framework to why we do the market update every week. And the intent is, ladies and gentlemen, we believe that you can't beat the market. The science certainly isn't in beating the market. So we want to get market returns. In order to get market returns, we need to understand the concept of asset class investing. That is, investing in asset classes, not sectors. For example, an asset class might be U.S. large companies. Now, you could have different sectors. That would be an asset class. Every U.S. large company would fall in the asset class of U.S. large. Could be growth or value. And basically, what happens with sectors, you might have sectors that are finance or energy or telecom or whatever, different sectors of our different industries within our marketplace. And what happens is a lot of the hype that you hear and a lot of the active chasing of the market comes from really focusing on sectors rather than understanding the fact that if you own the entire asset class of U.S. large, for example, you're going to own all the sectors. So quit with the hype and just let's get what the market will bear. We know the market has a two-thirds bias. Two out of every 3 years is up. One out of every 3 years is down. We never know which is going to be which. But we do know the market has historically continued to reach new highs, even when it's taken rather rough hits like we've had in 2008. We're still bouncing back and recovering from. Like we had back in the early 70s, 74, 75. I mean, there's been blips along the way, Black Monday, 87, et cetera. But the big ones are really the stock market crash of 29, 74, 75, 73, 74, and then 2008. And we know that the market has always reached new highs historically. So when we start to employ the fact that modern portfolio theory has proved out to work in that it says basically own the entire marketplace, understand the concept of dissimilar price movements. Sometimes it's going to rain outside and sometimes it's going to be a beautiful day and the sun's going to shine. So it would be smart from an investment perspective not to just own umbrellas or not to just own suntan lotion. Unfortunately, when we analyze most portfolios, we see a tremendous, did I use the word tremendous? I want to make sure I use the proper word, a tremendous amount of redundancy. And what I mean by that is a lot of the same holdings over and over again in investing. So the easiest way to avoid a lot of this is just apply the science. And that's why we do the market update. We want to own a very broad-based, diversified portfolio that makes up all the asset classes that have been earmarked as asset classes academically, and basically own the companies that would fall in those asset classes around the world. We understand that we're trying to get what the market will bear. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's a bear market. But so far, it has not been that this year. Ain't it great? So the market update, ladies and gentlemen, as of January 31st, 2012. This is the end of business, January 31st, 2012. Let's mix it up a bit and start differently. Let's start with the S&P 500, which is what most people, is the only thing they really see on the news report, maybe the Dow or the NASDAQ. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, your portfolio should not be running lockstep with any one index if it's well-diversified. You see, if you have a well-diversified global portfolio, you're going to always have areas, I shouldn't say always, but the majority, it is not uncommon, let me put it that way, to have mundane earnings in parts of a portfolio that's well-diversified. That's why we rebalance. That's another conversation, but S&P 500, we want to look at more than just that index, but we'll start with that one today. S&P 500, it is regarded as really the best single gauge of the U.S. equities market. And year-to-date, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first month in, we're up 4.3%. Ain't it great? It's a beautiful thing. We love it when the market's up. Russell 2000 value, this is small value companies, not growth companies, but value companies. And it's up 6.65%. Wow, that's exciting. Russell 2000 value, small value companies, U.S. Let's go into the Russell 1000. That would be a value index that measures large capitalized companies. So this would be U.S. large value. Russell 1000 value index is 3.78 as of January 31st, 2012. And then let's go ahead and go under the Russell 2000. 2000 measures the performance of small cap to micro-size companies. And this is predominantly in the growth area. This would be 7% year-to-date, end of January. And the Russell 2500, which measures the performance of small to mid-size companies in the U.S., 6.65. Ain't it great? Ladies and gentlemen, my English teacher would be cringing right now. Like I said, ain't it great? 3.78% on the low end to 7.07% on the high end for the U.S. asset classes. U.S. large, U.S. small, U.S. value, U.S. growth, large value, small growth, small value. Across the board, U.S., it is it's a beautiful thing. Ain't it great when things are up? Let's go on to the international marketplace, because in order to have a well-diversified portfolio, we certainly would want to include the global marketplace. Let's start with the Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index, which measures, it's a weighted index that is really designed to measure the equity performance of developed markets. Many of these developed markets like Norway, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Australia, Canada, Ireland, Italy, to name a few. It's 4.93% as of January 31st. And as I'm recording this, the market is up quite a bit today, so we'll see how this day ends. But so far, it's so good. Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index, again, ladies and gentlemen, was 4.93%. That was measuring developed markets around the world. Let's go into the Emerging Market Index, which measures just that, emerging markets, Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Markets. We have Argentina, Malaysia, Mexico, Philippines, Thailand, etc. 11.24%. Ladies and gentlemen, we're actually in the double digits the first month of the year. It's a beautiful thing. And that's in the emerging markets, which, as we know, has been quite a bit of turmoil. More in the Europe developed, but emerging markets more in Africa and the Far East, or Middle East, I should say. But 11.24%, it's up. That is the absolute winner the end of January, year-to-date, 11.24% emerging markets. Let's go on to the Morgan Stanley Capital International Europe, Australia, and Far East, which is designed to measure performance of developed markets, excluding the U.S. and Canada. So this would be basically the world excluding U.S. and Canada, and we're 5.25. So across the board, ladies and gentlemen, it is a happy day. It is a happy market update for me. I am absolutely pleased and overjoyed to be able to share this information with you. And I hope that you've got some good coaching out there. I hope you're getting coaching. I hope that you've had someone shed some light on an academic and scientific approach. If you haven't, we have all kinds of information. This podcast is just the beginning of the plethora of information you can get access to by either calling us at Financial Abundance or going onto the website, Financial Abundance Inc., financialabundanceinc.com, or just type in Financial Abundance. We should come right up at the top there somewhere. And we have videos and all kinds of weekly clarity coaching, things that we put out there every week. So take advantage of this stuff. If you'd like to learn more about investing and you don't happen to have access to the internet, which would probably be strange because you're listening this via a download from the internet. But anyway, 866-867-5745. My name is Paul Nichols. I'm your host of It's Your Money and president of Financial Abundance. Once again, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. That's our market update for this day, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this finds you well. We'll look forward to talking to you down the road. Have a great day.